Good to see you guys this morning. Summer going okay? Yeah, awesome. Yeah, good. It's been beautiful. Well, this morning it's going to get even better because we're going to play one of my favorite games, okay? And this game is called The Price is Right. Have any of you seen The Price is Right? Anybody seen it on TV? What? You haven't seen Price is Right? All right. Trudy. All right, so The Price is Right has been around for maybe 40, 50 years. I think everyone in the congregation has played Price is Right. I hope they have. And the way it works is we have contestants that come up and they show them an item and those contestants try to guess the price of that item, okay? And without going over. And so I have brought in something here today. Maybe you saw it. Here we go. A little bit of Oreo action. Oreos, really good and yummy. And there is a price on the back of this package. I just bought it yesterday. And we're going to try and guess to see how much this package of Oreos cost. Okay? And just a disclaimer before we begin, everyone gets a prize. The winner, it's not just the winner, everyone gets a prize today. You're going to come see me after church, and I will give you one Oreo cookie, all right? Just one. Okay, so here we go, and I'm going to do this. This isn't exactly like the game, but I'm going to kind of keep it short here so we can get through this. How many of you think that the price of this bag of Oreos is over $5? Raise your hand. Anybody else? Okay. Well, I'm sorry, it's under $5. So, all right. There's one person that's out. Good guess though. It would have been over $5, but I got a sale on it. So, Safeway club card. Yes. Now,
how many of you think
the price of this Oreo package is under $3? Under $3. Anyone? Under $3? Good. All right. Everyone's still in. All right. How many of you believe that this package is over $4 in price? Over $4. Nobody? All right. You're all... Oh, Janny. No. All right. So, Janny, you're out. It's under $4. Now I'm going to name some prices, okay? I'll give you four prices, and raise your hand at the one that you think it is. $3.29, $3.49, $3.79, or $3.99. Okay, raise your hand if you think it's $3.29. How about $3.49? Anyone? You think it's $3.49? How about $3.79? Nobody? $3.99. Ah, oh, all right, you guys win. It's $3.99. Good job. I don't know. Can you have multiple winners on prices, right? I don't know. Well, so it's really important to keep track of what something costs,
the price of it.
$3.99 is a lot of money, don't you think, for a package of cookies? It's kind of a lot of money. Perhaps you could use the money to buy better cookies or something. Maybe you could find something that's cheaper. I don't know. Well, Jesus tells us, we're going to hear a parable today where Jesus tells us that the price of something really matters. He talks about how in a parable, a little teaching lesson that he has, that a man found a treasure in a field. And when he found it, he became so excited that he decided to sell everything that he had
so he could have that treasure and buy the field. Get a high price. Get a high
price for what was in the field. Well, do any of you know what that treasure is that Jesus was talking about in that parable? What would be so valuable that someone would sell everything so that they could get it? What do you think that treasure is? Any guesses? The high price. No guesses. Caleb?
Risking?
Okay, very good. Good answer. So walk away with this today, a really important lesson that you should always know here at our church. You are the prized possession. You are God's treasure. We love you at this church, every single one of you, each child here. But also I want you to know this, God loves you. You're a precious child, and that's why he gave his son Jesus, so that you could have eternal life. The price was right for God. So just a little lesson for you to think about today. Go ahead and listen as I read the gospel lesson. You are a special treasure to God. High price. Wow. All right, you can return to your parents. And you can come back and get a cookie after church, each one of you.